And we're starting part two on the YourBostonSports.com podcast.
We're done with part one already?
We're done with part one.
Boy, time flies.
This is part two. It's August 21st, 2014. John Korn, to my right.
Right.
I'm Rob Goodwin.
To my left.
Right.
I don't know what day it is, but 75 years old.
75th, yeah.
I think it's tomorrow.
August 22nd. I think it was it tomorrow or yesterday?
I think it's tomorrow. 75 years old. Happy birthday,
Yaz. Happy birthday, Yaz.
The second greatest Red Sox of all time.
Yep.
Even though there's been guys on the team more talented, you know.
He's number one in my book.
But he's number one in my book, yep.
And don't forget, I think it was 47 years ago, a couple of days ago, was when Tony Cagliari was beaned.
Yeah.
But that was quite a momentous occasion, unfortunately, in Red Sox Nation. Going into the stretch run of the 67 season. Mm. What would happen if they had Tony seen the World Series in 67?
They probably would have won.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, I don't know how many of our listeners and viewers know this, but not only was he beaned in 1967, but he spent, the last 8 years of his life in a coma because he had a heart attack or a stroke.
Yeah, so it had nothing to do with his previous injury.
Right,
He had a heart attack on his way home. He was interviewing, I think, for a broadcasting job up in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
He was on a Mass Pike.
Yeah.
And by the time medical treatment came, he was in a coma.
Yeah. So, and his brother Billy, he and his brother Billy were on the team at the same time. Yep. Billy played what, second base?
Billy played center field.
Center field. So Billy
Tony
played
was
center,
a right fielder.
Tony played right.
Yep.
So the two brothers made up two-thirds of the outfield.
Mm-hmm. There was another one, another brother, never made it to the majors. He was a pitcher. I think his name was Richie or something like that. Yep.
I think I heard of Richie.
Yep.
Well, did he play minor leagues?
Yeah.
Yep. Not for the Red Sox, though?
I don't know. But they had a younger brother who's a pitcher in the minor leagues, mm-hmm. and he never made it to the majors. But yeah.
So let's talk about
talented family.
Yeah, very much so. So let's talk about the National League a little bit. The Washington Nationals in the East are seven and a half games.
They're going to run away with the East. And you got the Dodgers in the West. It looks like they may, are they 2.5 up now?
Yeah, 2.5 up on the Giants.
Yeah.
And then Central, you got the Brewers.
The Brewers and the Cardinals. Neck and neck all year.
Yeah. So you got some good races shaping up in both leagues. The Orioles are up 9, and as I said before, and the Nationals are up by 7.5.
Yeah, when you look at the standings, obviously the Washington Nationals and the Brewers are number one, number two, but mm-hmm. the Cardinals have they're like the Yankees used to be.
Yeah,
they have a way of winning when they have to.
That's true. That's true.
So I'm going to stick with my original prediction. The Cardinals mm-hmm. are going to, even if they end up with the second wild card, that's all you have to do is let them in.
Yeah, you can't count out,
to the postseason, and I would heavily favor them.
Yeah. Well, Mike Matheny's done a great job.
He's a good manager.
He is a good manager.
You know, you got to like the guy. He's all business, keeps his mouth shut, does mm-hmm. a good job, you know?
Yep.
And, yeah.
So what's new with your stadium tours? What's going on with that?
Going to go to Camden Yards a week from tomorrow.
Week from tomorrow.
Yep, and then on September, that's my second trip to Camden Yards in Baltimore. Yep, that's my favorite one.
Let's see,
that's
week from tomorrow. Favorite. Now, are you staying over the weekend?
Yeah, yep, going to fly in on Friday. We're going to see two games and come back on Sunday.
Oh, you're going to game Friday and Saturday?
Yeah, and then we're going to coming back on
because
Sunday.
Because, with M&T Park, the Ravens stadium, you know who's playing a week from Saturday? Ohio State football.
Really?
Yep. I forget who they're playing, but yeah, they're going to be in town.
Hmm. Maybe we can go to that game and go to a game Sunday.
Yeah, you're going to be in Baltimore?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm sure M&T is pretty close to Camden Yards. Has to be. Baltimore.
And then,
oh, and by the way, tickets have come down in price because the starting quarterback of Ohio State is out for the season.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then the third weekend of September,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to go to Atlanta.
Nice.
Yep.
And Turner Field is not going to be around for very much longer, so you're going to be able to see that.
I'm going to have to make another trip in a couple of years when they build another... I heard that's almost a duplicate of Camden Yards as far as the shape of the stadium.
Really?
Yeah, I heard it's similar. It looks like Orioles Stadium.
Oh, interesting. Well, yeah. Curt Schilling is cancer-free. That's great news that came out.
Yeah.
The bad news is what kind of cancer he had. Cancer of the mouth that he thinks was from chewing tobacco. Should the league do anything about that? Should they say it's outlawed no more? Chew bubble gum?
I think everybody's doing enough to protect everybody from themselves. I think we should stop doing that. I mean, you can't slide into a catcher anymore. You know, the catcher can't block the plate anymore.
But what about
pitcher can't brush a batter back anymore. I mean, it's ridiculous.
But what about the issue that it sets a poor example for kids and it gets the kids, you know, if the kids see him chewing tobacco, then the kids are going to start it up and they're going to start the cycle. And it's a bad impression to give kids.
I don't see a lot of players chewing tobacco anymore, do you?
Apparently they still do.
Do they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Most of them, they're stuffing wads of gum in their mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
Or those sunflower seeds, or spitting those all over the place.
Right.
But evidently some do. Some still do, yeah.
And MLB, I think, has made it a point to educate all the major league players to say, don't do that. I think that's as far as they can go right now based on the CBA. You know, they're unable to legislate anything. But I think it's important for the Players Association to come out and say, we're really against this. We don't want our members doing this. We don't want them, you know, giving kids the impression that this is okay, that this is how you look like a major leaguer. And I think the Players Association needs to step up. Rob Manfred obviously has stated the fact that, you know, that this is a bad thing for players to be doing.
How do you force a guy not to chew tobacco, though?
Can they smoke a cigarette in the dugout?
He has did.
Yeah, I don't think they can.
I couldn't believe it the first time I saw that when I was a kid.
Yeah, those days were over, right?
Yeah.
But, well, you know, they can't legislate it. If they can't legislate it, I think they at least need to, they both need to meet that the same message. Yeah. That it's not a good thing, that nobody should be doing it. You're not being a good role model, and it's bad for you. Look, you already had, they lost Tony Gwynn to cancer.
From mouth cancer? From chewing tobacco?
Yes, throat.
Really?
Throat.
From
chewing
tobacco?
Yes, he admitted it.
Man.
He admitted it way before he passed away. He'd been treated for cancer of the jaw. Yeah. He admitted it way before. And Schilling said the same thing.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, I think they need to come out with the same statement and say, look, Players Association.
Why would you chew tobacco unless you were addicted to the nicotine? It's like smoking.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same reason they smoke.
I think it's just habit. I think it's the taste.
I think so. I think the gum is the habit. I think when you're chewing tobacco, I think the nicotine gets in your system. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're chewing tobacco the same reason they're smoking.
Right, right.
But they don't smoke. They probably don't smoke because they're athletes. Mm-hmm. So they just chew tobacco.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Like that nicotine gum or whatever?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. But I think it's an addiction. I don't think they...
I like to see all players kick the addiction. Yeah. I like to see all players spend the off season cold turkey. However, you have to do it. Stop using it.
Well, how do you do it? How do you make them do it?
I don't know if you can make them, but I think, as I said, I think there's going to be a commitment on the players, the Players Association, and the players to say we're going to stop this. We're going to stop.
The owners could put it in the contracts. You know, we're paying you $20 million a year. We don't want you getting sick. Mm-hmm. We don't want you. You know, we don't want you riding motorcycles because you might get hurt.
Right.
We don't want you chewing tobacco.
No playing basketball.
No playing basketball. You might hurt your ankles.
You know? Bob Stanley.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, they can do that. I don't know.
You know Bob Stanley played basketball in the offseason?
Did he?
Yeah, he called himself Stanley Roberts. Didn't think anybody...
That's
nobody
right.
Would
I
know.
Remember that.
Nobody
yeah.
would know.
That kid that hit that home run against the Red Sox, he's a great commentator. Aaron Boone.
Mm-hmm.
He almost ruined his career playing basketball.
Did he?
On the off season, he was out all year. 1 year.
Wow.
Yeah, he tore a ligament or something like that. But yeah.
Oh, they love basketball. Some of them. So, if you were to pick one team in the American League that you're rooting for in the playoffs, who would it be?
Oakland.
Oakland.
Yeah.
And they may well fall short offensively.
Ever since I saw that movie, Moneyball, this guy is really going about it the right way. Yeah. You know?
Well, and he's changed too.
Yeah.
He's changed how the way he goes about it.
Yeah.
I don't think he's drafting as many college players like he did before. Mm-hmm. You know, that went against everything. They figured, kids out of college, you just lost, 2, 3, 4 years of minor league experience.
They do a lot of trading with the Red Sox. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's true.
Lester, Brandon Moss,
Coco Crisp.
Jed Lowry.
Who are we missing? Well, Lester and Gomes now.
Gomes, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. They do a lot of training with the Red Sox. It's true. So one more question before we go. What do you give the odds of the Red Sox climbing out of the cellar?
After what I've seen over the last 2 years, I couldn't imagine. I can't predict anything. This is the most bizarre. I mean, they went from worst to first to worst.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, no one's ever done that. So
yeah.
Who knows what they're going to pull off next year?
Yep. I think we need to get accustomed right now that they're going to stay in last place and look to next year.
Oh, I thought you meant what is my prediction for next year?
No, this year. I mean,
I don't know. Last place probably. Yeah. But next year, you just got to have faith that they're going about it. They're going about it the right way. Mm-hmm. They're building a team from the bottom up.
Right.
And right in this minute, it's not. I know Red Sox fans are impatient. They got to have it now,
Sure.
We want to see a winner now, but this could take a couple of years of they're going about it the right way. A
couple of years. Oh my God. That's an eternity. Oh my God, I can't stand it. You mean you're going to go through this again? No playoffs?
I have never seen fans. Red Sox fans are the smartest and dumbest fans on the planet.
Thank you. I think he just complimented Red Sox Nation.
They know everything about it, but they don't know. I tell people, watch other teams, watch other games. I mean, they make similar mistakes.
There are other teams. You mean it's not just the Red Sox against themselves?
So and so made 4 errors last month. So did the shortstop on the other teams.
He did.
Unbelievable.
You mean we're playing against another team that has players?
It's only the Red Sox. Yeah.
Well, even I learned something tonight.
I'm telling you.
Very
Red Sox Nation.
Red Sox Nation. Gotta love it. I'm glad.
The hysterics.
I want to say one thing. I'm glad I don't have any tickets for September. I remember. Remember when it was a game in September in 2012?
We did?
Yeah, 2000. Well, it was a makeup game. It was horrible.
Oh.
It was horrible. They made 4 errors in the outfield. It was a makeup game for May.
Hey, if they have another year next year, see, there's always a bright side to everything. If they have another year like this year, next year, they'll be letting us in for free.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Like when the Mets first came. Remember them before the Mets were good? You don't remember.
No,
back in the 60s. They said they just let them in Shea Stadium for free.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't see that happening in Boston. Well, we'll see what happens the rest of the way, and I think it'll be a very interesting winter. Maybe Christmas at Fenway will be exciting, depending on what
they
do.
Any predictions on the Brewers? The Brewers. I'm still thinking baseball.
The Bruins? I think they're going to be good for a long time. I think they got rid of a couple of players.
Patriots?
What worries me is I hear Brady looks really good. Inside info from their... week of practice in Washington said they looked head and shoulders above the Redskins, although the Redskins ended up winning the game. I'm hearing too many positive things about the Patriots right now. Although the receiving core looks good, the secondary looks great. They got Darrell Revis. They're trying to fit Arrington in there. They've got a couple of new guys in the secondary. LeGarrette Blount. Bill Belichick is a genius. LeGarrette Blount and was one of his teammates with Pittsburgh arrested. They found marijuana in the car yesterday.
Mm.
Brilliant move by Belichick letting him go. Just kidding, Bill. And the Celtics, another rebuilding year. They got a center. They have money under the cap. They want to spend it now. They probably want to spend it later.
Who plays in the World Series this year? Any predictions?
Boy.
Yeah, that's a tough
I would
one.
Have
that's
to say one. It will not be, because the Nationals are so far ahead, I will say it's not going to be the Nationals. How's that? American League, that's a tough one. I'd love to say Kansas City. But again, they're up in the Central. So probably not. It's a tournament now.
Yeah, you don't know. I got a good feeling about Oakland and Baltimore. Mm-hmm. And like I said before with St. Louis, they have a way of winning when they have to. And maybe we'll see Baltimore and St. Louis.
I have a feeling Baltimore's gonna fall apart way before the World Series.
You think so?
Yeah. I do.
Oakland's got the pitching. They can sustain a postseason.
Yep. Well, it'll be nothing except interesting. That's for sure the rest of the way. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for stopping in the Central Connecticut studio.
John Farrell, is his job in jeopardy?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
All right, well, thanks for joining me here in the Central Connecticut studios of yourbostonsports.com. Should I run down how they can get in touch with us? On Twitter.
Run down how they can get in touch with us.
On Twitter, at yourbostonsports.com, YOURBOSTN sports.com. On Facebook, it's still Red Sox Alley. RedSoxAlley@comcast.net. On YouTube, look for Red Sox Alley. Anything else? I think that's it. You can get in touch with us any way you want on social media. Put it that way.
Any way you want on social media.
Any way you want. Put it that way. Any way you want, you can find us. Red Sox Alley or yourbostonsports.com. Thanks again for stopping in, Mr. Gorn. Good seeing you.
Good seeing you, Mr. Gorn.
Okay. Have a good night, everybody. Okay. Take care.